Continuing our spring sports spotlights at Indianola High School with Lane McGraw. Lane, I know coming into this season, there were some expectations, especially for a tennis team that had some holes to fill. There was some holes lost to graduation. So kind of talk about your mentality coming into this season.
Well, you know, we had last year we had a super strong senior class. I think just about everybody that on varsity was a senior, and so there was a lot of spots being open. So, you know, we put a lot of time in on the off season because there's a lot of spots opening. So, you know, we just tried to – everybody was going out for those spots, so it was getting super competitive in the on the off season. And, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, I want to go back to last season a little bit. There was some end-of-season momentum. I know beating Norwalk was a big goal, and I know it kind of injected some energy into the program. Is that what you kind of saw?
Yeah, you know, it was last – so this would have been my sophomore year, so it was my first year. So I didn't know much about tennis, but, you know, it really pumped us up to beat Norwalk and some of those bigger teams. And, yeah, it was just really motivating and got a lot more people into it and trying harder and on the off season, just trying to get better so we can beat those big teams.
Well, absolutely. And I know that there were some fall practices this year. Coach Busby said that those were a lot of fun. Is that something you did? And then kind of talk about the team aspect of that.
Yes. So Tennis Tuesday is what we called it. And, you know, there wasn't a ton of people that came to all of them, but all the guys that were there, we played matches the whole time. It was really competitive and feel like we got so much better. I know personally I have gotten a lot better from all those practices and putting in work.
Well, and then I know coming into the season, what goals did you have? Because, again, there was a lot of competition for those spots, but there were a lot of spots open to be had.
Right, right. And, you know, everybody's been getting so much better. For me, though, I was, you know, I wanted to get be on the top end of the top six. I felt like I had a shot to really do something, I guess.
Well, what did you learn from last year's senior class that you kind of wanted to apply for this year? And again, as you wanted to take one of those varsity roles?
Yeah, last year there was, I think the number one last year, he was just super consistent. So, and he wasn't like the hardest hitter he wasn't going to overpower anybody, but he was just super consistent on how he hit it and where he hit it. And so I just kind of thought consistency is key. So that's kind of what I learned from them.
All right. Well, I know it was a big disappointment having the season being canceled, but what have you been doing to take care of your time, and have you been playing any tennis?
You know, I have gone out quite a few times, but, you know, I'm staying pretty busy. We got a lot of work to do on the farm, so I'm staying busy the whole time. But, yes, I have been playing some tennis.
All right, well, what are your plans for the future, and what can Indianola fans expect from you over the next couple of years?
Well, I guess just get better every year and expect some hopefully some big things, and yeah,